Back here at Marlins Park tonight for the second of four this weekend between the Marlins and the Phillies. And before we get going, joining us, Tom McCarthy, Phillies TV tonight. Tom, it's been quite the 48 hours for you in this Phillies organization before you guys come to Miami on Wednesday. Of course, the news heard around Major League Baseball that Chase Utley was no longer going to be in a Phillies uniform. And I think that struck home for a lot of people, and not just Phillies fans. Maybe it was on your flight down here or last night. Anything really come to mind when you think of Chase Utley? He was the man in Philly.
Well, that's the one slogan that stands out. They've been playing that over and over again on radio and TV. Harry Callis's call of Chase scoring from second on an infield chopper to the mound. That's where that slogan came, Chase Utley, you are the man. That play, and there was another play in the World Series where he deked out Jason Bartlett in a pivotal play late in a game where there was ground ball up the middle. He backhanded it, faked to first. Bartlett kept on going, thinking the ball had gotten into center field, and Utley threw him out at the plate. That's who he was. You know, he was the guy that would always think a play or two ahead and would make those kind of plays. I always thought that he would start and end his career in a Phillies uniform. That just doesn't happen anymore. I mean, it just doesn't happen. And I think it was wishful thinking on a lot of our parts that that would happen again, that he would be able to start and finish his career in a Phillies uniform.
And last night we played about 3.5 minutes of Chase and the Phillies general manager, Ruben Amaro Jr., following the ball game. And you could tell in the conversation, Chase, both of them very professional, but it was very evident that it was not easy. It was not easy for both sides to part. Can you explain to us, and you've been with the Phillies again in your second go-about with the Phillies since 2007, what Chase Utley meant to that city?
Well, it's a question that I've gotten a couple times today on different radio stations around Philadelphia. I think the biggest thing is, you know, Philadelphia, like a lot of northern cities, he is a blue-collar guy in a blue-collar city. And I think that the fans related to his work ethic, his I don't give a darn attitude, I don't like you, so I'm going to do everything I can to beat you, that kind of thing. I think they related to that. You know, he had this stoic sort of rock-solid look to him, sometimes psychotic look to him, that I think they related to. You know, he was the guy that if you got into if you had to go into battle with, or if you got into a fight with, he was the guy you wanted right next to you because you know he would take care of your back. That's how people looked at him in Philadelphia. And I think for me, you know, broadcasting for most of my major league career in Philadelphia, I don't know if I'll ever see anybody like him again in the way he prepared and the way he went about his business.
You know what's interesting as well, and you could take the great Yankee teams, for example, and the lineup they ran out there every night, but really beginning in 2007, there was something incredibly special about the Phillies that it was the same guys every night, and now a couple of the guys that are left now, and Ryan Howard and Carlos Ruiz. How hard has it been for fans in the city to move past that 6 or 7 years of those great ball players you knew who was going to be in that lineup every single night?
Well, I think it's very hard for the younger generation. You know, you think about it. If you were 6 years old and you had a recollection of baseball in 2007, you fast forward to 2011, 2012. I mean, you're bordering on your teenage years. All you knew was this core group. So you're going to long for that core group for the foreseeable future. So I think it's hard on that group because they had so much success, and you're thinking, all right, we don't lose in Philadelphia. I mean, that's what that generation's thinking of. So this is hard for them to get acclimated to a new group. This is a fun group, though. It's a very different group. It's a very Latin-driven group. They play with an amazing amount of energy. Because they're young, they're fresh legs, and they're still wide-eyed. And I think that, you know, as they continue to develop, I think the fans in Philadelphia will get behind them.
Tom, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on. Thanks for your time. Welcome to Miami for a couple of days. We'll see you again soon.
It's always good to be here.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.